Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we pick a random show and see how long we can hang on. Except today, we're going to be listening to The Brothers Binge because they went out to Fiverr.com, or in this case, they went out to PodcastRodeoShow.com. Clicked on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's $5. And so The Brothers Binge, here's their description in Apple Podcast. Two brothers on a mission. Let's try that again. Two brothers on a mission to binge all things related to comics, TV, movies, and more. You can see them at Brothers Binge on Twitter and Instagram. Podcast released weekly. And the directions are pretty easy. It says, please provide a link to your website and a link to your episode. And they put a link to iTunes. So I'm going to guess, is it really that tough? Really? That they wanted me to release or to review their last episode, which is number 11. They Tell a Lie. And we're going to throw in some bonus content. You have at the beginning of your titles, I guess it's channel 11. They Are a Lie. Put that channel crap at the end, because if somebody were to Google your name, they would probably get the kind of web-based version of iTunes, which has a very limited space for your title. And you're using things, nobody cares what channel, what episode it is. So that would be my first kind of bonus content. And before we listen to episode, and their website. See, I'm already starting to go, this doesn't look good. Their website is a SoundCloud page. So soundcloud.com/thebrothersbinge. So we'll listen to episode 11 right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And here we go with episode 11. It goes a little something like this. All right.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you do not have to adjust your phones. This is The Brothers Binge, and this is chapter 11. Like, you know how, like, you know when the radio
is this 13
like,
Reasons Why? They're just like, don't adjust the volume on your on your devices.
That's what I was kind of going for. But anyway, my name is Pedro, and as always, I'm here with my brother and co-host, Alex. What's up, man?
What's up, everybody? You said my name super aggressive.
Alex. Just super mad. Just Alex.
Yeah.
Man, we're back for another podcast week. Are you ready for this, Alex?
No, he's recording live from
Alex
the bathroom.
Like, I'm so tired. I was like, well, you gotta pep it up. Pep it up, man.
And I don't even have a good excuse to be tired. Like, I stayed up.
Was that funny?
Doing nothing.
I stayed up till 2. I stayed up till 2 just like binge watching this season of Big Brother. It's very sad. Like,
that moment of clarity. Like, you're like, am I really doing this?
I watched, like, because they have the celebrity Big Brother right now. Well, I mean, we're both fans of it, but I just hadn't watched any of the season, and then I went home and I just watched it until 2 in the morning.
What's on the show today?
And then I woke up early.
Just so tired. Just, just dead. just dead. Man, you did something good today, though. What'd you go see today?
Oh, shit. That was today. I forgot.
That's how tired he is. He didn't realize he did that today.
Yeah. I saw Black Panther.
Yeah, I'm so jealous. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to go on Tuesday.
So I'm on a bus. Yeah, I have no idea where
everybody
I'm going.
Everybody does. Fiery plane crash.
But anyway, before we get into that, every other episode, we're going to get into the beers. This week, we have a beer from the Twisted Brewing Co. from Dripping Springs, Texas. It's called an Austin Lager.
See, that would have been cool to say.
That's it? Just Austin Lager?
Yeah. Hill Country Crafted Austin Lager.
All right, sweet. Let's get into it. Ready?
This is kind of cheating, though, because I've had this before.
That's okay.
So I know I like it.
Nothing better than listening to people drink beer.
Oh, God, I just love the synchronicity of that. Yes.
That is a word, apparently.
All right, Alex, go ahead and try it. Oh, well, you already tried it before, so it's like nothing new to you.
This is awesome, man.
You know, I like the notes, the hidden notes, the...
Oh, fuck.
Really?
I don't know if that's going to pick up on the mic.
No, it's not.
So many, like...
It's actually pretty boring.
Just, like, slapping your lap.
With our headphones on, you can hear, like, every little fucking thing. No, this is really good. Like I said before when we tried the other lager, the gluten-free lager, the free and clear, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of lagers. This is really good. It has real good taste. You could taste the, Alex is going to make fun of me. You could taste the caramel notes to it, though.
Okay. So, number one, you guys have, I would say, a good chemistry, but I have no idea what your show's about, and I have no idea where you're going. So it should be something like, welcome to the Brothers Binge. Today, we're going to try a new lager. We're going to talk about the new Black Panther movie. And we're going to blah, blah, blah. Now, you could argue, but Dave, it's in the show notes. I'm in the car. I'm driving. I'm not looking at my phone. I'm walking the dog. I'm not looking at my phone. It's in my pocket. So it should be in my, and again, that's all this is my opinion. Is welcome to the show where we blah, 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 blah. Today on the show, we're going to blah, 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 and yada, 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 and then a little bit of this, a little bit of that. This way your audience knows where you're going. That is my opinion. I love it when shows do that because then you know what I can do? I can make a decision on whether or not I want to listen. I just listened to a show that I listened all the time. Person came on, said, we're going to talk about this and this and this today. And I thought, you know what? I don't want that. And I really appreciated the fact that they gave me the ability to save 15 minutes of my time of going, well, that was a waste of 15 minutes. Your sound quality is not great. Now, it's not horrible, but it sounds like it. I don't think it sounds Blue Yeti-ish. And what I mean by that is where you are too far away from the microphone. So I could do this. All right. I can do this and go, hey, welcome to the show. But do you hear we have all this room noise now? So what you want to do is get yourself a pop filter and get right up. I am three fingers away from the microphone, if not closer, and then point it at the corner of your mouth. That's really all it takes to get. And what it does is it goes from making it sound like you're in the room with them to somebody talking to you. Like, you're no longer sitting in the corner watching them. They're now looking right at you, talking to you. So, other than that, SoundCloud, by the way, for the record, they've lost hundreds of millions of dollars. They don't have the new iTunes tags. They released two big, like, hey, we've updated. They released two of those last year at the end of the year. None of them had anything about their podcast features, which we kept thinking, hey, there's a new update from SoundCloud. Surely they're adding the new iTunes tags for Serial and for, you know, trailers. And no, because SoundCloud is not a podcast hosting company. They're a music hosting company that dabbles in podcasts poorly. And for the record, Squarespace totally blows. I've been dealing with Squarespace this week. Oh, they're horrible. As a podcast host, as a website builder, by all means, go ahead. But no. So that would be my, you know, the show might have potential, but just let me know where I'm going and fix your audio quality and you will take things up a notch quite a bit. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. If you'd like to have your show right here, because realize there's probably somebody in my audience that goes, hey, Dave, I know you didn't really that show. I want to hear the rest of that. All you have to do, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/118, and that's everything I talked about today. You can find it that link. If you'd like to be on the show, go to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's $5. And if you're listening to this today on February 23rd, you need to do it by February 25th because I'm going out of town next week and I'm going to record a bunch of these ahead of time. And I will have the Fiverr button closed because I want my rankings to stay high in Fiverr. I don't want people going, hey, it took him 6 days. Well, it's because I was in San Diego at Social Media Marketing World. But if you want to order it now, between the 23rd and the 25th would be the time. And then you'll hear your show right here next week on the Podcast Rodeo Show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next episode, this is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.